Another that has just come on with us as a broadcast partner is David James. David and I and Jim Jr., who will be with us in just a moment with Prophecy Q&A, have been here in Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, at Louisiana Baptist University. Here at LBU, we've been having the School of Prophets conference with Louisiana Baptist University, a partnership that we're very excited about. We do believe that this will be the first of the annual events that will take place every year in February here in Shreveport. David, you've been teaching a number of subjects, but your main teaching was the study of God's plan through the ages, and it was so interesting to me when I taught Revelation, Jim as well, when he taught Daniel. People are so eager to study, and not only that, we've been hearing great reports from those on Ustream all across the country and, in fact, the world. I also was excited about the fact that we had a pastor, a young pastor, who lives in Sweden. He flew here to America to attend this conference. Now, on Wednesday evening, we got on Skype back to his church there in Sweden. I gave them a greeting, and this pastor's associate is from Hungary, so you greeted each other and had a little bit of a conversation in Hungarian. David, what I wanted to have you on the broadcast today for is there's a conference coming up in Bethlehem, Israel. It begins March the 10th. It's entitled Christ at the Checkpoint. Now, they have a subtitle, which is Your Kingdom Come, and they say they're quoting from Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10, which is not exactly the way Matthew 6:10 reads. It says, Thy kingdom come. That's part of the Lord's Prayer, and that was what was taught to the disciples so they could know how to pray. Now, let me also talk just a moment before I ask you some very important questions about this conference. It's at the checkpoint, and that's where they say Christ is. Let me remind everybody that Bethlehem is adjacent to the city of Jerusalem. I've been living in Israel since 1991, and even long before that, there has always been a checkpoint. There hasn't been a wall necessarily, but there's been a checkpoint right there when you go out of Jerusalem into Bethlehem. Those people going from Jerusalem into Bethlehem had to go to the checkpoint, and then those people coming out of Bethlehem into Jerusalem, they had to go through the checkpoint as well. What happened is there were those Palestinian terrorists, the radicals, who were going around that checkpoint, sneaking into Israel, in particular Jerusalem, and perpetrating terrorist attacks on the Jewish people. Ultimately, Israel made a decision to put up a wall there, so it would be very difficult for these terrorists to come across into the Jerusalem area, or Israel proper. Now, this is keeping the Jews out of Bethlehem, but it's also keeping the Palestinians, who may have ulterior motives, from coming into Israel as well, and they can come through the checkpoint. They've titled this conference, Christ at the Checkpoint. That is a very interesting title, but it looks like it's a propaganda ploy. Would you not say that, David?
Well, it definitely is. I would say that it's trying to hijack the scriptures in order to advance ultimately what is a political and international political agenda, and that is to ultimately establish a Palestinian state alongside of Israel, and I would say ultimately in place of Israel, as you look at the what the ultimate goals are. And what they've done is they've tapped into the Palestinian Christians, those who are true believers, born-again believers in Christ, and using that as a tool, a wedge, to actually say even Israel has no legitimate right to the land that the Palestinians are currently living on.
Well, this is, of course, the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. You use the phrase occupation, and that's a part of what is on their website promoting this Christ at the Checkpoint conference. As I understand it, and let me get your opinion on this, if you're going to occupy someone's country, they have to have a country, a nation by which you will go in and occupy it. There has never been a Palestinian state. At this point in time, there's no Palestinian state, so I do not see how Israel or the Jewish people could be occupying another people's state.
Well, you know, actually, everything goes back to how you approach the scriptures. And we talk about approaching them with a literal, grammatical, historical way to understand them. And if that is true, then we understand that God has given a piece of real estate on this earth to his people that he called out, the nation of Israel, from all the nations. And you're right. Those places where the Palestinians are currently living fall within those borders that God has given to his people, the Jewish people. And so it's not Israel occupying Palestinian lands, it's Israel occupying the land that has been rightfully given to her by God. And so the presumption behind occupation, that Israel is occupying land that is not theirs, actually goes back to saying that Israel has no legitimate right to exist and has actually been replaced by the church in a spiritual way, so that the literal promises of God will never be fulfilled and are only spiritually fulfilled in the church, which is what they're talking about when they talk about the kingdom.
Wow. A couple of thoughts that you've just given me, and I love the statement that the Jewish people are simply occupying the land that God has promised to give them. But the statement that you mentioned about replacing what God's promises to the Jewish people by the church, that seems what they're doing, and that's what we all know as replacement theology, which is very dangerous.
That's absolutely true. You know, God made a number of promises to the nation of Israel. And in my course, God's Plan Through the Ages, we focus on those unconditional promises that God made to Abraham concerning land, seed, and blessing. He confirmed with his son and grandson, Isaac and Jacob. He confirmed with David and said David's throne would be established forever. So these are unconditional, literal promises that are to be fulfilled in national Israel as they turn back to Christ, as they turn to their Messiah. And God's plan with it, the church, he made specific promises to them, but there were two different peoples of God that have specific roles in God's program.
It's interesting also, as I've studied God's word, that there's more judgment pronounced against the Palestinian people, which I would happen to believe, and they believe this as well. They claim this, that they are descendants of Esau, and they believe that God has given this land to them, but God's word says it's been given to the Jewish people. And so they are replacing what God's promise is to the Jewish people. And now they're trying to engage Christian Zionists. And all that term really means is that it's somebody believing God's word and the promises to the Jewish people, and others that they have a right to this land and are wanting to replace the Jewish people. And they're doing it through the scriptures. So again, it goes back to what you said. Their hermeneutic is wrong. They're perverting this. And I see that even in the case of the theme of the conference, your kingdom come. Now, the word of God says, thy kingdom come. I can't determine whether they're talking to the people who will come to the conference. You're going to have a kingdom. But if indeed the kingdom does come, it's not coming until Christ comes back, and then the land will be the Jewish land.
And you know, this all comes down to a wholesale attack on the Word of God, the authority of the Word of God. Because if you look at historically, evangelical born-again believers have been those who have most stood by Israel as her friend, as the nations of the world really have sought to destroy her. And there's a wholesale theological change happening in America that is moving away from that understanding of God's Word and saying that these promises are being fulfilled spiritually in the church. And what we're seeing that is having that played out in Israel. So now they're trying to convince evangelicals that the Palestinians are the ones who are being mistreated. And on this website for this conference, they say nothing about the Palestinian attacks against Israel, which were the reason that the wall and the checkpoint was ever erected in the first place.
This is the bottom line, and we're not trying to attack the Palestinian Christian community. I have spoken in the churches in Bethlehem, also in Nazareth. These were Palestinian churches. And I know there are true Bible-believing, blood-bought, born-again Christians that are a part of the Palestinian community, but there's an element of the Palestinian community as well who would like to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And whether you do it militarily or you try to do it scripturally, it's still wrong. In fact, David, would you not say that this conference has very, very significant prophetic aspirations?
You know, my concern about this is that with this political agenda, that the Palestinian believers, our brothers and sisters in Christ, are being deceived by a wrong handling of the Word of God into believing things about God's program that simply aren't true. And that definitely plays out in the future as even the Antichrist comes to power and tries to wipe out the nation of Israel and remove her from the land, saying that they have no right. So this is all very prophetic in where this is going. And now even evangelicals who have traditionally held the Word of God to be true and literal are being swept along right along with this.
David James of David James Reports, a ministry of Prophecy Today. He also has a website that deals with the integrity of the Bible. Give us that website for the friends listening, David.
Yes, it's for the Alliance for Biblical Integrity, and the website is biblicalintegrity.org, one word, biblicalintegrity.org.